hire one super duper special again, but I got voted down. But it will be a dialogue, I'll be on that. Also, we talked about the activities list that we mentioned, we had a congregational meeting. Dozen or more activities list, those are still available to sign there in the foyer, but we have been talking about those. And many of the things are still in plan, that has all of them still in plan. But the men would like to make known to the congregation the various things that we've been discussing about those activities. We don't want to just receive these mentions on that turning page, we want to take some action on that. So we're planning on another congregational meeting on the first Sunday of October. I know I've got that written down somewhere, where we will be reporting back, and that's going to be, October the 6th, and we'll be reporting back. Like we did last time, that's a fellowship meal. We'll have a fellowship meal, 1 o'clock, we'll come over here. Mary and Keith are going to be heading that up. Let the congregation know that your suggestions and your thoughts, we'll be discussing those, and we'll be giving a report on those, and finding out how we can best get some of those going. So that will be on October the 6th. We still need people, though, to lead a lot of those activities. So if you sign that activity list, now you feel compelled to go ahead and take the bull by the horns. Most of those things doesn't need congregation approval. If you want to start having a class in your home or anything like that, it doesn't need congregation approval. But if you would like to lead in those, that's really what we need. For instance, someone made some suggestions about remodeling the kitchen. That kitchen has never been remodeled. I think that building goes back to 1977 or something like that. Men have been discussing that. Those of you, Margaret, and I think you're the only one of the ladies that's here tonight that is in on that. If you'll get together and make a determination of what you want to do, what you want to suggest, is that okay? I think you sign up. Never mind. If you're interested in making some suggestions how to do away with the island, make those closets where you can close the doors and things like that, you can say who to talk to on that. Is that you or Debbie? Put Keith's name on it. But anyway, we need some insight. We need some insight. If you want a $150,000 overhaul, pray that's not going to happen. But if there are some things that we can do, we can contract out and still afford those, we would certainly be willing to do that. We also had some dialogue about the teaching program. There were several suggestions made about the teaching program. And to me, I've been here a long, long time. The most exciting thing I've heard in a men's business meeting since I've been here was when we talked about the teaching program. Do you think it's all right to go ahead and mention some of the things we what we would like to do? We want to make a test run. We want to look at maybe 3 months, maybe 6 months, but we want to do a test run on coordinating all the Sunday morning classes with the sermon. So what the teachers are Jesus got into a boat with his disciples and said to them, "Let's cross over to the other side of the lake," as the Sea of Galilee, but it was also referred to obviously as a lake. So they launched out, and as they sailed, Jesus fell asleep, and a windstorm came up on the lake, and they were filling with water. Boat was filling with water. They were in jeopardy. And they came to Jesus and woke him, saying, "Master, Master, we are perishing." Now remember, these are fishermen primarily. They were used to storms on the Sea of Galilee. stretch out his hand against my enemies, and with his right hand he will save me. The Lord will complete that which concerns me. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the words of your hand. Philippians 4:11-13. Do not that I speak with regard to need, for I've learned in whatsoever state I am. Both ends of the scenario, he says, I can.